It's not uncommon to skip emergency planning for hurricane season, especially if multiple seasons pass with relatively minimal impacts. But as Terry Lebo, a meteorologist and hurricane expert with the National Weather Service, explains, it's a mistake to become complacent, even if it's been 16 years since the last major hurricane hit this region.
It just takes one. When Hurricane Andrew leveled South Florida, there were, I think, 7 storms that year. But that storm caused a lot of damage, so it just takes one.
Lebo says that's precisely the reason hurricane prep is critical. If people are prepared, says Lebo, research shows there are fewer instances of injury and death.
It's no different than when you were a kid in school with a fire drill. And they used to have a fire drill all the time. I mean, you know, kids thought it was, oh, well, we get to go outside. But yeah, but it's a good thing because you learn that as soon as that bell goes off, man, I got to get outside.
So what does a good hurricane plan look like? Insurance policies are up to date. Important papers are in a weatherproof portable container. The emergency kit is assembled, and the family has a plan for staying connected. In a statement issued late last week, Governor Bev Perdue reminded state residents of Hurricane Irene. She struck the coast as a Category 1 last year, the weakest level hurricane, and still managed to cause the worst flooding some inland counties have seen in nearly a decade. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.